Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Saturday, October 24th. 2020. This is our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. Welcome to the call this morning. It is one of those days where I have competing commitments and also in need of your prayer and support today. So I'll explain a little bit more about that later, but I want to definitely just send my love and my prayers out to everyone who is going through and dealing with multiple situations and in a space and place where they're seeking God's face for strength, because when we go through the challenges, trials and tribulations of life, it's only God that can give us the strength to get through. So I want to thank you all for your participation and support, for being a part of our Faithpreneur VIP prayer family community, for sharing this with your friends and family, and sharing your prayer requests, praise reports, etc., that allow for us to just stand together in corporate prayer and thanksgiving unapologetically in our faith. So as I get ready to see who's able to unmute their lines and greet the family, I'm asking for prayer today as we are laying to rest my brother from another mother. Some of you saw the prayer request that I put up when he had a massive stroke, Cecil Corbin Mark, and his services are today, and I'm officiating and giving the eulogy. So that is it's a heavy lift. So I'm definitely in need of your prayers, your light, your love today. So I thank you in advance for that. And let's see who is able to unmute their lines. And, oh, I do want to remind everyone, I hope you are all registered to vote. I hope you take advantage of early voting opportunities in the state of New York. We are able to vote today. So please make sure that you do that and help someone get to the early voting polls who can. And that will allow for them to be safe and secured, wear their masks, have their sanitizers, but definitely exercise their right to vote. So let's see who is able to unmute your line. Just press star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for. And I know that the lines this morning were acting up again, but we're going to press through. So while we are waiting for folks to be able to log in, I'm just going to do a little check. See that the lines, oh, the devil is a lie. It is one of those days, but folks are going to get through some way, somehow. Jesus, touch it and fix it. So let's see who was able to get through. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Mic check, mic check.
All right now.
Oh, sunshine.
Hey, my brother. Great to hear your voice this morning.
My, especially since you were unable to hear my voice last week, but that's okay. Good morning. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, for good health and strength, my family, my friends, my colleagues, my church family, this family, my extended family. You know, I'm big on family, and I know people still celebrate their birthdays. You know what I'm talking about. And in fact, one of my good friends from back home, her birthday is today. I had to give her a call, and I just know people. You know, I guess well connected, like most of us are. You got, you know, people everywhere. People got birthdays, you know, all throughout the year. So I say happy birthday to everybody who's still celebrating in the month of October. So, I'm grateful for, you know, like I said, after a couple of weeks ago, technology is a great thing when it's working. And, you know, there's a big conference day every year in California called, Adobe Max. And, you know, I'm a tech guy, so I'm all into, you know, graphic design, you know, video, all that kind of stuff. And normally this conference is about, you know, $1,500, but you know, considering the situation with COVID and everything, it was free for 3 days. So, you know, I had to jump all on top of that. So I was grateful for that, because I don't usually, you know, it probably won't happen again for another 50 years, you know, if this COVID thing, you know, subsides, whenever that is. But anyway, so I was grateful for, you know, get some, learn some new things, you know, about, you know, what I'm doing. So that's always a blessing when you learn something new. So, I'm grateful for you. And I think that's your back in positive. Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Darren. I so appreciate you, and definitely brought to hear your voice this morning, because we are have a shorter call today just because of what is on my plate. But, you know, nothing stops our Facebook VIP prayer call.
Oh, I just remind me. I mentioned a couple of weeks. I talked to my cousin. I think I mentioned his son had passed. I actually was able to catch up with him. I think they're having their services today too. His name is Lionel Smith. So I'm going to put a prayer out for him, because he had kidney cancer. He was only 32. So I definitely want to say a prayer for, you know, for him, all my family, and everything. So that was I was like what the what? Okay, but I want to say a prayer for him. Like I said, his name is Lionel Smith.
Lionel Smith. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you so much, my brother.
You're welcome.
Now let's see who else is able to get through. Go ahead and press *1. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning. And I know it seems that for some of the cell phones, it's, I don't know what's happening with the service system, but that can cause a challenge for folks dialing in. So I'll have to figure out with the company what's going on so that we don't have any more interruption on our line. I tell you, I don't know if the telecommunication lines family is suffering from COVID too, but this has just been a real pain. So we'll test the mics again, see if anybody else was able to get through and you want to greet the family. You can do that right now. And then I'm going to prepare to read scripture and say prayer. As I mentioned, have funeral services this morning, so my ability to be on will be limited as I prepare for that. But determine where two or three are gathered. So for those who will be catching the replay and you had difficulty logging in today, we apologize for that inconvenience. And we'll be working with our company, Smart Office Solutions, to figure out what is going on and what caused the challenge. probably send out a message later on, just so that everyone is aware of what's happening. So I'm going to read Psalms 121 this morning, because that is where I am in need of just reminding myself, as I remind you, that God is in control. I lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So that is one of my go-to scriptures when I'm feeling some kind of way and things are happening and moving, and just a reminder that we're not in control of anything, even the telecommunication lines and technology, right? So many things going on and happening, and we just have to hold on to our faith of knowing that when we look up to the hills, from whence cometh our help, we understand where it comes from. And no matter what we go through, even when we feel like the rug has been ripped out from underneath us, or we have afflictions, trials, tribulations, and aggravations, it's a reminder that God is still in control. So no matter what it looks like, we won't doubt him for a second, and we'll just hold on to his unchanging hand and put ourselves in a position to surrender to him the outcomes, because he is in control. He knows the master plan. He is the master planner. So it's for us to be able to hold on to that and to operate from that place of grace in the midst of the trials and the storm. So that's one of those seasons for me right now, and I'm truly, truly just holding on and want to encourage you to do the same. This telecommunication hiccup this morning is yet another example of trials, tribulations, and aggravations. But a few of you were able to get through, and I'm grateful for that. And I'll pause to see if anybody else is unable to unmute their lines by pressing star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. I'm getting messages that folks are trying to come through, so I'm just going to go ahead and pray us out. So that I can explain to our community later, and I'll probably do a message to upload in our replays in addition to this. So I'll see how that goes, because it depends on my capacity after the funeral services today. But I'm going to send up a prayer for our whole Faithpreneur VIP prayer family, wherever they are, and those that are really pressing their way through to get on this line. God sees and knows, and we are just going to come before the throne and stand in the gap for each and every one. So, dear Lord, we just come to you this morning just thanking you that you are God, that there's no separation from you, that you sit high, you look low, you see all things, you know all things, and our life is in your hands. Lord, there's nothing that can separate us from your love or from you, not even technology and telecommunications. So we thank you that we can carve out this time to give a praise, carve out this time to lift up praise, carve out this time to just thank you for being God all by yourself. So, Father, as we come before you today, standing in the gap for our community, we ask you to heal those who are ill, to cover the hearts of the brokenhearted, for those who are having challenges with reconciling loss in this time. Lord, I pray for Cecil's entire family and friends, and as we gather today to funeralize him, dear Lord, that it be a true celebration of life. Give me the words to say that will impact the hearts of your people, and let me be a vessel for you. I pray for those who are in financial challenge, those who are on furlough, those whose businesses are in need of financial assistance, for families, for those who in school are struggling with distance learning for teachers and educators and principals and all those who touch the lives of our children, as well as our frontline and first-line responders. We just present everyone to you. You know their lives, you know their prayer requests, and you know what is lifted up before the throne. So we just ask you to go ahead and to do your work. Do what only you can do, Lord, which is put each piece of the puzzle in its place. Forgive us for the things that we may have done outside your will and your way, and just give us the strength and the fortitude to continue to do our part to grow, to learn, and to share the good news of the gospel in each and everything that we do. So we give you the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise, and we thank you for the work that you continue to do through each and every one of your people. Thank you for loving us even in spite of ourselves, and thank you for making way out of no way. So all these things we ask in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, family. I'll pause one more time for those who might have been able to squeeze on in. And if you're catching a replay, we apologize for the technology challenges, because, woo, I'm going to have a word with them come Monday. But you all stay encouraged, be blessed, and know that God still sits high, looks low, sees all things, and knows all things. This is Dr. Stacy. I love you all. There's nothing you can do about it, and I appreciate the prayers that you'll be sending up on my behalf. Until we speak again, have a blessed and awesome day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.